The MP3 History, From an Idea to a Worldwide Cultural Phenomenon.
Yeah, there was a nice episode which didn't really that much contribute to the success of MP3. But it really deepened our personal relationship.
Oh, yes, Bernhard.
Because it was the first time we were away from the laboratory on some nice trade show, we believed so. Yeah. Because it was announced as a fair for really new technology.
Yeah.
And it was, so we ended up there. And
with our boss, Heinz Gerhäuser was with us.
We ended up there exhibiting a predecessor of MP3 at that time, so MP3 didn't exist even then. It was a predecessor format which we tried to market at that fair, but the fair went totally different to what we thought this fair might be.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a lot of inventions definitely at this trade show. So we found ourselves, our booth was located just next to Mephisto chess computer, which was very interesting. And at the other side of the booth, we were framed by a nice new invention which allowed beer to be cooled down. And
because we have to add, it was a joint booth from the Bavarian Ministry for
economics
probably. And so what would you expect from a Bavarian high technology exhibition? Of course, a nice beer cooling device. And maybe a chess computer, but audio codec, that was a completely unknown thing. So that was a little strange display. That was the first thing. And the second was that there were practically no visitors. So there were more exhibitors than visitors. Mm-hmm. So we were happy then that maybe 10 people per day came to this Bavarian booth, and 9.5 of them, they were interested in the beer cooling device and not in our way cool audio codec. So that was a disappointment.